beginning.
Say that one more time.
We will not be using any cartels in the beginning. Actually, we won't be using any cartels almost intermittently. Cartels are there, but I guess we're on camera right now. So, Hare Krishna, welcome. And some of you were here yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
And welcome for those who just came today. And we're going to begin the progressive cartel workshop and seminar. There's a few points here. And like I said, we're not going to use our hands because we are going to use our hands. We're not going to use the cartels because the hands are more palpable, quote unquote. There's a little more friendly, user friendly. Hare Krishna, come in. Prasadam. Prasadam is here. You can take these trays to the next room. Okay, who's here for the first time? Who's here for the first time? Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, and 8, 9. Okay, whatever. So good. The first thing we're going to touch upon is direction. Just like when you drive a car, you have to know how to shift the gears. If you shift into first and you go along the highway, but you don't shift into second, then after some time, you won't do very much. So you have to advance and like that. So the direction of the cartels, we're going to start with the Prabhupada beat, the 1-2-3 beat, or the single 3 beat. I'm using simple terminology because, for practicality's sake, actually in Western, I have a disclaimer. This is not, the terms that I'm using are not the Western music terms. 3 beat, actually the 3 beat in Western music is, yeah, it's pause, 1, 2, 3, or something like that. I forgot. I took 2 years of music when I was a little kid, and that was a few decades ago. So the direction. So everyone's seen Prabhupada play the 1, 2, 3. The direction is very simple: down, 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 right? And here. These three arrows here, the first three arrows here, are, if you can see, this is the direction, down, 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 and the last one is the emphatic mark, the emphatic arrow. So when we hear the cartels playing, we hear ching, ching, splash, for example, like that. So that splash is the heavy beat or for emphasis. So the line here is on for emphasis. So we can all together now clap our hands. Follow me. 1, 2. Right. Okay, you got it. Very good. So that's the Prabhupada beat. We can say call it the Prabhupada beat. And So then. There is, should I say something else about direction? There's another style of playing the 1-2-3 beat, which is backwards. Instead of 1-2-3, it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3, sort of like a polka. You know what a polka is, right? Right? And this second set of arrows, you can see the emphasis is on the first beat. So and it's not like the Prabhupada beats the third beat, the third arrow is played open. So there's there's open beats and closed beats, and then there's half closed beats and or half open beats, because they're the same thing. Half like flat and sharp. There's the note, and then there's the sharp, and then the next one is the note. But sharp turns into a flat, or other way around, like that. That's right. You got it. You know more than I do. You went to the. Yes. Huh? Yeah, I forgot the terms. Yeah. So, So then this is called the Prabhupada beat is called in music it's called downbeat, and then there's what's called upbeat. So the second style here is upbeat, and the emphasis is on the first beat. Like you can play clap along. Okay. Clap happy. Okay. You see, you notice there's a difference, right? There's a difference between the emphasis on the third beat and on the first beat. And this is called upbeat. And so it's usually played for like a slow or a slow medium or medium, or a medium-fast speed. But when it gets to medium-fast, you have to go back to downbeat. You have to switch back to downbeat because it's sort of like a roller coaster, and there's only so much that you can do like that. In India, there's two speeds, fast and fast. So... We try to keep things simple because there's time place for everything, but in India they usually play like that. So that's the 1-2-3 beat, and then there's what's called the double speed or the double three, which is a different direction. And I'll show you with my hands right now. It's down, up, down, down, up, down. And it's 3-6. Okay, we're going to do it slowly. Okay. A little more slow. Okay, you got the direction. Down, up, down, 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 down, up, down. Down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down. You got it? Okay. There shouldn't be any gaps. It's like clock. It should be clockwork. Like it should be like that. And so, in other words, it's not 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3. It's 1-2-3-4-5-6. All together. That goes without saying. Okay. I'm sorry.
Is it played during slow, fast?
This is fast. Yeah, this is double. In simple terms, we're going to call it double three or double speed like that. In music, we won't use those terms. We're just on simple terms like that. It's double three, double fast like that. Usually, that you can pick that up with the. With the mridanga player. And one thing is that Prabhupada explains that the singer and the mridanga player work together. Am I going too fast? If I'm going too fast, don't hesitate. Okay. The singer and the mridanga player, they work together, and everyone else follows the mridanga player. Not that it's not a free-for-all and we can, like that. It's serious business, and then also the singer, I'm sorry, the mridanga player, he plays half the volume of the singer. He doesn't want to overpower the singer, you know, wham, bam, bamboozle him, or that's not the word. I'm losing my English here. Anyhow, he doesn't want to overkill or anything like that. And then everyone else plays half the volume of the mridanga player. So then you have all the wampers and the gongs and the cartels and like that. They're not supposed to drown out the mridanga player either. So because you want to hear the mahamantra. The mahamantra is the most important thing. So the mridanga player he should play half the volume of the singer, and everyone else plays half the volume of the mridanga player, like that. Otherwise, it becomes, in India, you'll notice, people, religious fervor, like that. So, okay. Yeah, the mridanga should be half the volume of the sound. Okay. The mridanga is not going to because you want to hear the singing. Half the volume, yeah. So, and otherwise, it's like I'll show you with the cartels. You might have seen the video of Prabhupada playing cartels. What does he do with the cartels when he plays? He goes like this, right? So this is a no-no. Because when you do like this, I will demonstrate. Where's my cartels? My cartels are packed away here. Sorry. Just a second here. Oh, this is not the ones that I want. Those are yours. Hold on a second. I got it. Okay. One thing is that the strap should always be new cloth, because the cartels are sacred. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, we don't want to leave it on the floor or anything like that. It's sacrilegious, and the cartels are also sacred. Just like the mridanga is an expansion of Balaram, who's none different than the personality of Godhead. And the cartels are an expansion or incarnation of Krishna's flute. Yes. So in India, they actually offer puja to the cartels and the mridanga. They'll offer incense and flowers and sandalwood paste as a balm. In India, you might see pictures of saintly people may have all this stuff on their forehead, orange color, like paste. That's like for the summertime heat. Haribol, come in. Haribol, you're late. I'm gonna have to punish you. You got to learn how to play cartels. That's the punishment. Okay. So another thing is sometimes people ask, well, what size cartels should I play? It's an individual thing, but just to give you an idea, if you live in an apartment, for example, and you may have neighbors that may complain or whatever like that, so you don't want to play with monster, cartels like that. There's medium-sized cartels, small cartels, so it's recommended that you try out the small cartels. But if you want to play, let's say, when we have street chanting like that, then there has to be more volume like that. So medium size or large size is recommended like that. Okay, so now we're going to I'm getting senile. So the thumbs are meant for holding the strap down. So if you're doing like this, you're actually letting the strap loosen itself, and then in the middle of the kirtan, you're going to have problems with controlling your tool or your instrument. And if that happens, then you're like dropping out of the race. And you don't want to drop out of the race. Just like Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he told Krishna, he said, you know, I can't do it. What did he say? He said, Govinda, I shall not fight. Huh? And he threw his bow down, he's perspiring, and he's bewildered because he has to fight both armies on both sides of the battlefield, all his friends and relatives, and he becomes bewildered and says, I'm out of here, and like that. So we don't want to do that in the middle of the kirtan, just like you can imagine, you know, you go to some orchestra, you go to some theater, and there's an orchestra, and then some guy, he has to go to the bathroom or something in the middle of the thing, and he leaves his violin on the chair and he goes out. No, you don't do that. You know, especially when there's all the public there, you know, watch. and then the conductor, he's going to get fried, you know. So the same thing, you want to not drop out of the race. So now we're going to explain how to tie your shoelaces. No, not your shoelaces, your cartels, straps. So there's different ways you can do it. And yesterday, Ishvara Prabhu, he did some film. And right now we're also being filmed, so you can find this recording or whatever on the internet or whatever. So, some people, they start tying the cartel like this, and or whatever, but that's not very exact. It's one thing is like if it's too tight or if it's too loose. So like this, obviously, it's pretty loose, huh? It's flip flopping, and if you go like this, and it's too tight, you know, then that's not good either. What's the word that I used?
Alignment,
yeah. It should be in alignment with the back of your hand. What you do is, you should start at the base. That's just one way to do it. You can do it the other way, like if you want. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But see, it's not on the money like that. And so it should be in conjunction. What's the word?
Alignment.
Alignment. Yeah. Alignment with the back of your hand. Okay? You see it?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's too, like as I explained, if it's too loose, you know, then that's not good. And if it's too tight, then it's not in alignment. And also if it's too tight, then you're going to cut your circulation off. And that's uncomfortable. And your finger's going to turn purple like that. So the way I'm showing how to do is, like I already explained, so you go around the back. Okay, we're going to start now. You go around the back of your hand, around your finger, I'm saying. Around the back, around, and around, and around. Oops, it's too loose. Okay. Heavy cartel here. And around. Oh, yeah. The longer the strap, the better. Usually in India, when they manufacture the cartels in the factory, they mass produce them. And they sell them by weight, and then they're not matched up. And then in the shop, the shopkeepers they take all the cartels and they string them with string, but they don't match them up, so they're out of tune. So if you go to India and you're thinking of going to India and buying some cartels, or if you want to buy them anywhere, you have to test. Oh yeah. So here's the next thing, pitch. We're going to do the pitch. Small tangent here. The pitch is very important because otherwise it's out of key, out of note. So they should have the same pitch. Okay, that's obvious. It shouldn't be bing, 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 bing. Then it's out of pitch. Okay? It should be bing, bing, like, or bing, bing, or bing, bing, but not bing, 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 like that. Got it? Okay. And then there's one other thing called oscillation, which is, if you listen carefully, there's a wave sound, like an echo, ah, wah, 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 or slower, ah, or even slower, ah. The slower, the better, because the faster the wave, then the more distortion, like that. In the hospitals, you have life support systems, and when the patient's hooked up to the machine, there's on the monitor you see the like a wave, right? And when the wave is flat, that means the patient's dead. Okay. So, the slower the wave, the better, because then there's less distortion. When you buy the cartels, you have to see that they're the same, more or less. Yeah, they shouldn't be ah, wah, 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 on one, and then the other one's ah, is unequal like that. Okay, so we did direction, a little bit of direction, and pitch, and volume. Okay, now we're going to do the volume. See, these in the middle here, we have three sets of cartels. The first one is you can imagine there, one is the moon and one is the sun, just for an example. And that's the minimum volume. Yeah, like this. Okay. Just on the cusp, like that. Like that. Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing before we continue. I was talking about doing like this, okay? And so the thumbs are meant for holding the straps, support, and like that. And then what you do is the way to position your fingers is for controlling the instrument is by pressing them against the back of the cartel like this. One thing is that in temples especially, there's like a box where they keep all the cartels and they tie them together like yours. The problem with that is that, the reason they do that is so they don't get mixed up and off to you like that. But one thing is that like that. It's like there's no freedom. Were you here yesterday? No. You weren't here yesterday?
No.
Okay. So yeah, you have to have some leeway, otherwise there's constrainment, and so that's what I recommend, that you get a pair of scissors and cut it. but you might have to restring it with a longer one. Okay, and here's another sidebar. In India, when they make the cartels, they just want to make money. They don't, it's their business. It's just a business, and so the hole is generally not large enough, and then they put this real thin string on it. Yours is a little thick, but hers is really thin. And the problem with that is that, as I mentioned about cutting off your, what did I say? Circulation, yeah. It's getting old, huh? I turned 58 just last month. Here in the West, if you don't have a drill, your neighbor has a drill. I mean, everyone has a drill. Okay? So you get a drill, and you clamp the cartel onto a piece of wood or whatever, and you just drill the hole a little bit. You don't want to make it too large, because then the then you won't be able to play a different style like this, because it'll be a big knot. So these actually, yeah. So, and then after you've drilled the hole just a little, to enlarge it just a little, then you have to file the back and the inside, because after drilling, it'll be really sharp, and that'll cut the string like that. A lot of, you might see in the middle of kirtan, you know, everyone's like, you know, fired up, and all of a sudden the kartal drops on the floor and there's this big sound like that. So yeah, so after drilling, enlarging the hole just a little bit, you have to do that. Okay, so then the fingers, because you can't use your thumb, the thumb is for holding the straps, then what you do for controlling the tools, the instruments, is you put your fingers like this on the back, like this. Okay, we'll tie our straps again. Put them in alignment on the back of your hand, and then go around the back of your around your finger, around, and then you got to lean a little bit so that you can lock it. Huh? There's also a locking mechanism. And the locking mechanism is, instead of going around your finger, you go around the back of the kartal, like this. Okay? And then you put your thumb on it. In India, there's what's called fixed price. Because here in the West, everything has price tags, no problem. You know, you don't have to. In India, it's a problem because there's no price tags. And then there's the barter system, and you have to haggle with the shopkeeper. And but in some places they have a fixed price, and you know there's no haggling. But anyhow, so then after you've locked it, it's still a little too loose. Mine is too loose. But anyhow, so then you lock it, and then you put your thumb on the. Good. Can I see how you're doing it? Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got it. Very good. Yeah. How about you? Okay. Yeah, very good. So yeah, if you want to control the instrument, you have to put your three fingers on the back like this, pressing against like that. Yeah. Huh? Sometimes people, they play the kartals like this, but is Hare Krishna come in? Prasadam is in the other room. Uh-huh. One time when I joined here, there was someone was giving the class. It was Rita Ananda Maharaj was giving a class, and I was on the altar down with Radha Gopi Balava, and in between the offerings. I came in to the temple room, and he was giving a class, and then he was asking for questions and answers. So then I raised my hand and asked a question, and then I had to get back on the altar because I had to take the plates off and like that. So I just, you know, quietly stood up, and after I asked the question, and Maharaj just said, "What?" And it was funny because after leaving the temple hall, then I, you know, went on just right around the corner, right there on the altar, and then there it was on the altar. I asked the question and I left the room. Okay, so enough for a tangent there. Okay, so then we're going to try out the kartals now. Now we're going to be playing closed beat, okay? That's one reason why I started off without the kartals, because with the kartals, things can be a little disruptive and loud, and so I didn't want it to be like, you know, open season for, you know, thunderous clanging of kartals. Question, yeah? Yeah, we're coming to that. We're coming to that. So I touched on it a little bit, right? Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. So there's the volume, as I explained, the Hold on. The maximum volume is like two planets or the sun and the moon in conjunction. Okay. They're in conjunction. One is in front of the other. Okay. And that was, you just heard an open beat. It's pretty like a ringing, pretty loud ringing. Okay. And now the medium volume is like a half moon or half eclipse or whatever you call it. Notice the difference? Okay, I'm going to do it again. Hold on. The loud one is like this. And then the medium volume is a little less volume. You notice the difference, right? And now the loud one, it's a little louder, okay? Okay, now we're going to do the medium volume. It's just on the cusp, like this. See, there's a difference, huh? It's a little lower volume, okay? So, So then the open beat, like that, and then listen to the closed beat. Open, and closed. So that you do with your fingers. When you play open, you let go. You don't let go, but you don't let go of your, never let go of your thumb. Your thumb is fixed price, okay? It's fixed. Fixed. Remember that. The thing is, in spiritual life, just as in material life, but especially in bhakti yoga, our philosophy is based upon, there's two things. There's following and there's imitating. So actually, we're supposed to follow the leader, quote unquote, not imitate the leader. So Prabhupada, he's our leader. But unfortunately, people want to, instead of following him, they want to imitate him. Maybe not consciously, but the fact is that, because imitation of a good thing is good. Okay, but higher than that is following, like humbly following, and like that. Like a small child, his parents will bring him to the temple, and they'll make him bow down before the deities, and that's imitating. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just imitating his parents. So imitation of a good thing is also good, But if we try to imitate Prabhupada, we're not on the level of Prabhupada. We're not Prabhupada. So we may think that we're following, but maybe we're just imitating. So the kid, he's just imitating his parents, and that's good. Imitation of a good thing is also good. But if it's a bad imitation, it's not good. It's so better to follow than to imitate. So we're not Prabhupada, so... You know, if Prabhupada does like this, Prabhupada, he's a pure devotee. When they ask Prabhupada, you know, maybe Jesus Christ ate fish. Huh? And Prabhupada, what did he say? He said, Jesus Christ, he can eat the universe if he wants. He's like a Shakti Avesh avatar. Huh? So we're not Shakti Avesh avatars like Prabhupada. So we should not imitate him. He can do it like this if he wants. Huh? You can also play like this, but you won't go very far in progressive kirtan. Because then, as I said, the straps will loosen and loosen and loosen and loosen, and then bang, it'll hit the floor. And no, I won't do that. But anyhow, you don't want to drop out of the race. Dropping out of the race is a no-no. Because everyone's there, and then the guy has to go to the bathroom and leaves his violin on the chair. Like that. Okay? Huh? That's the thing. It's teamwork. And if for some reason you know somebody leaves the team in the middle of the game, you know, I'm not into sports, but like you know, you can't do that. It's against the rules. You get fired, you know. You lose your contract. Like that. Right. And the Harinam Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma. It's the highest Dharma, you know, like that. Okay, so so we talked about direction, pitch, volume, and speed. I think we touched a little bit on speed. Did we? Did we speak about speed?
You did with the hands.
Right. Yeah, with the hands. Well, see, I'll demonstrate with the cartels. The double speed or the double three, which is this one here, down, up, down, down, up, down. Let me do it alone first, okay? sounds like what is it?
Hoof.
Right. Right? It's like a trot. Right? And this is a closed beat. You notice it's not ringing, it's not open. Okay? And what I said about half open and half closed, when Prabhupada plays the single speed or the three beat, he plays it half open. I'm sorry. The first two beats are closed, and then the third beat is half closed or half open. Because, see, it's still hanging on to the other piece, the other cartel. You can play it like that, and you can play it closed also. Like, but, and then, hold on. And then open, obviously. Open is ching, ching, splash, right? Ching, ching, splash, right? So I separated the cartel from the other one, and it's ringing, and it's going on like that. Okay? Anything else? Am I going too fast? Okay? Direction, pitch, volume, speed, open and closed beats. I mentioned a little bit already. And Hare Krishna. And upbeat and downbeat, I also mentioned, didn't I? With the Prabhupada beat is a downbeat. And then there's an upbeat like that. Okay, here now everyone's been here for Kartik when we have the month of Damodar and the bhajan is sung in a 1-2 beat. We still do that in Boston, yeah. So it's right here. The first one here is the emphasis is on the second one. Down 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 down. And the second beat is half closed or half open, right? Now, if the kirtan is really rocking and it's like, you know, rocking the house, so to speak, then I can play open also. But that's loud. That's like when the kirtan is like, you know, right. So closed. And half closed and open. Okay? Any questions? Okay?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I know yesterday you mentioned that whether the emphasis is a dry sound, so that's more of a closed.
Yeah.
But there's no rule as such whether the emphasis needs to be closed or open, we can do whatever.
No, you have to follow.
Yeah, the mood of the.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. This upbeat style that I explained is for a slow kirtan or a medium slow kirtan. And you could the downbeat, the Prabhupada beat, sometimes you can also play that when the mridanga is playing fast. That's also there. That's a style. But that's actually what everyone usually does, anyhow. But in progressive kirtan, as the word implies, Hare Krishna, welcome, you're late, I'm going to have to punish you. So in progressive kirtan, then like just like you want to shift the gears, yeah, like that, you have to. So in progressive kirtan, there's a single beat, and then there's a double speed or whatever like that. I think I got it. Unrelated. Okay, I don't know if we can take it, but.
What about if we want to play something like a fill or an embellishment or something?
Yeah. Yeah, there's in Western, in pop culture, you have bam, 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 bam. So that's called decoration, and in Hindi it's called a tihai. So the mridangas, they do that. The mridanga player does that too, and that's a decoration, and that's good. If you feel confident and you're advancing in your kartal training, and you can do that, that's very good. Yeah, like well, hang on, I won't show it right now. So the 1-2 beat is everyone knows, right? Down, 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 down. Down, 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 okay? And then, am I going too fast? Okay. So then there's the upbeat, which you can also do. Instead of on the second emphasis, you emphasize the first one, and it's a closed beat, okay? Yeah. Oh, one thing I didn't mention: instead of doing like this, you do like this, okay? But you don't have to do that with your left hand. Like just your right hand. If you're right-handed, like I am. If you're left-handed, then it's the other way around. Like so on your left hand, you get the fixed price. Like that. Yeah, you got it. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yes, yes, yes. How are you doing, Vishaka?
I've been holding the cartels incorrectly for 32 years.
Yeah. So. Yeah, very good. Perfect. Okay. All right. Okay, so, okay, all right. Good, 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 good. Okay, then last but not least, this is a little more advanced, but... since we've gone this far already, unless there's any questions. Then just like the 1-2-3 progresses into the 1-2-3-4-5-6, in the kirtan there's the 1-2-3, and then there's the double speed, or that's 6 beats instead of 3. So then for the 1-2 beat, the 1-2 beat can also progress into what we call 6 beat. And the first one is simple 6 beat, and the other one is complex 6 beat. So recognize the 6 beat like this. Let me just play by myself. That was a decoration at the end. Here's one. Okay, that was the complex 6 beat, and then the simple 6 is like that. Oh yeah, the complex was 1-4, 1-4, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-4. Okay, you'll pick this up by practicing with a mridanga player. It's a team effort. So by association and by practice, then you'll understand whatever the mridanga is by experience and practice. You'll pick it up. Otherwise, it's just theory. Yes, sir.
Can I just request that? I know people have a lot of trouble with the double beat, the first double beat.
The 1-3,
yeah.
6.
Yeah. So maybe if you could just do that a little bit with everyone.
We did it yesterday, but I wasn't too good. We did it yesterday, remember?
No, I know, but I just think everyone always has
yeah.
difficulty with that. So
we don't do them.
What?
Without rhythm.
Yeah.
Without rhythm.
Right. Okay. All right. We're gonna do it super slow. Okay. Super slow. Okay. But maybe you can sing, because I can't do both at the same time. You have to sing. All right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. But that's sing. Yes. Wait a second. Hold on. It sounds like we're playing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So I don't know how.
So you see that's the thing. I couldn't do it either. The singing is not right. Singing has to be faster or slower. Here, I'll try singing. Okay, I'll try singing with and playing at the same time. Okay, huh? Yeah. Yeah, but that's too fast.
Yeah, because that's double speed, so the singing is too slow.
Yeah. But this is too fast. Can you follow this? I don't think you can follow this. It's a little fast, huh? Okay. Yeah, it's too fast. They can't. They're not picking it up. That's right. Right. What do you think? Fairground, help me out. You have to study the direction. Yeah, but they're playing a little faster. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But it's the direction is down, up, down. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it. Okay. How you doing? Got it. There you go. Let's see you play. All right. How are you doing? No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the failure is the pillar of success. So never give up. Oh, I don't know if it's a good example, but anyhow, Winston Churchill, who was the Prime Minister of England many years ago, and this was during the Second World War, and he stepped into an auditorium full of college students, and he only said three words. It was in the beginning. It was just before the Second World War, and everyone was getting drafted and everything like that. So he only said three words his whole speech was three words. He said, "Never give up." And if you have any problem with keeping the beat, you can use your foot. You can like a metronome, like for example, mridanga players. When they learn how to play, they start from zero, speed, and they stay on that same speed, right, for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever it takes. So with cartels also, you should practice playing slowly first, very very slowly, and keep the same speed, and then maybe after 3 minutes. And then you can gradually increase. Like Prabhupada said that generally the kirtans, they should start very softly and slowly and gradually increase in volume and speed also, like that. There's exceptions also, like sometimes the kirtan might start off like, you know, very, very fast and like that. So that's also there. But generally speaking, it should be a gradual thing like that. So anything else? Any other questions?
Can you show a demo of the simple six?
The six? Simple six, yeah. Yeah.
Can you do it together?
Yeah. So, first we'll do it only with the hands. Haribo, Hare Krishna. So with the hands, the direction is down, up, down, and the emphasis is on the second beat. And we'll do it closed. A second closed beat, okay? Well, it's already open anyhow, but anyhow. Right. You got it. Right. Right. Okay? Okay, I'm gonna mix it now, okay? Down, down, oops. What? Down, down. What? Yeah. Down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up. Down, 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 up, 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 down, down. Oh, sorry. Anyhow, this is a little more advanced. This is a little more advanced, and you can work on it. It's being recorded and videotaped. Yeah? What's that? This is
simple six beat.
Simple
six
beat.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's called six beat?
Yeah. This is the simple six beat, and this is the complex six
but
beat.
Even if it's got three beats, we call it six beat?
Yeah, it's because of the direction. Okay. It's because of the direction, okay? Like that.
Okay.
It's not the same direction, so it's a different thing. Anything else? Yes. Sir.
I remember once I heard you talking about a style of playing where it's like really very close.
Close beat.
Hold it like this.
Yep. Yep.
Could you talk about that?
Yeah.
And also one other thing, when you're doing the clapping, it looks like you're doing a martial art.
Okay. Very good. I accept that. I accept that. Okay, so you can play like that's why you by positioning your fingers properly, you can position your fingers like this, you could to better control the cartel, huh? You can muffle the sounds like that. So this is for a soft kirtan like that. See, it's a soft, it's a dry sound, not open, not ringing, like that. Like in drumming, there's what's called framing. It's like a double whammy or something like that. So here's for an example of framing with cartels. Notice how the first, it's like a double, right? That's called framing. You hit one side of the cartel and then you hit the other side almost immediately on the first on one beat. Listen up. See, there's two like that. It's called framing. Huh. So you could see that it's a closed beat, so it's not very very loud. So yeah, it's for a soft kirtan or like that. You won't get anywhere if you do that, you know, on the street sankirtan or during Rath Yatra. It's not audible, you know. So that's but it's yeah. And another thing with the fingers, you're gonna, if when the kirtan progresses in speed and intensity like that, then you got to watch out. You don't want to chop your fingers off, you know. Like, you want to put them like behind like that. Otherwise, they'll get in the way like that. Okay. Anything else? How long have we gone for? An hour? You have any questions about Anamana Prabhu?
No.
No? Okay. So what else should we... Oh, I got one more thing. Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about the history, how you learned how to play the cartels?
The cartels. The history of how I learned how to play the cartels. I don't know how to say that. Took a few years like that. It shouldn't take that long. It's pretty simple. There's, you know, it's not cut and dry. You know, you could, like I said about the with tying the straps. You know, you can tie them however you want, just as long as it does the job. But to control the instrument, then there's different ways you can do that also. Like I said, with your fingers, you can muffle the sound and like that. And like that. These are whompers. These are not crash cymbals. These are not crash cymbals. These are not crash cymbals. Okay? The whompers... This is a very, very, it's a completely different ball game. Whompers and cartels are not the same thing. It's like a violin and a saxophone. It's two different things. With the whompers, there's what's called in modern music, the jimmy. Have you ever heard that expression? The jimmy means that it's actually an open beat. Sometimes the devotees think that, you know, this sounds very beautiful, but it's very jarring. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, it's jarring. And then, or they think that that was like a crunch sound, right? And then sometimes they'll play the whompers like scratching, you know. And then the other one is, crashing, obviously. Jayadvaita Swami, he came out with a 10-page complaint to the GBC because someone, you know, went like, you know, was playing the whompers into his ear, and he went almost went deaf. No, he's serious. It's true story. He had problems with that. And he wrote to the GBC for that. So, yeah, the whompers are supposed to sound like a bell. Very sweet and ringing, like that. And hear that, like a like that. Not like crunching or scratching or slapping, you know. It's an open beat, not a closed beat. And the whomper and the sound are synonymous. Wah, 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 whomper, whomper, whomper.
That's a nice sound.
Yeah. There should always be a gap so that it's open. Otherwise, if it's making this crunching sound and like and slapping and crashing sound, that's not the way it's supposed to be played. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's an open. They have, see, it's intermittently. Invariably, it's open at all times. I'm keeping. They have to be invariably separated from one another. Otherwise, you're doing. It's not. It's closed. It's not closed beat. It's an open thing. That ringing sound, huh? And it's like an echo, like a like that. And as I said before, about the holes in the cartels and also in the wampers. In the wampers, you can drill the hole as big as you want, because there's all this room here, and it won't obstruct any way at all. So, but you have to file it down also, because after drilling, it'll be very sharp. So you make it a point to remember the temple cartels. If the string is so thin, and it's going to be like a wire cutting your finger. So if you can use the drill and make the holes just a little bit bigger, and then file them, and then you'll be able to add a thick strap, and it'll be comfortable, and the cartels, the strap won't break, and the cartel's going to hit the floor or whatever like that, hit someone's foot or something like that, you know. Like. Anything else? Yes, to become
Prabhu? Can you talk a little about tips for playing with the other musicians? And also sometimes you might play with a leader or something, and they might not like where you're playing, and they might like grab your instrument and they start playing and trying to show you how to do it, things like that. Like, you
know. Well, that's interesting. I'll just give a small anecdote. I was with one that, Govinda. From New York, remember? So he's in Vrindavan right now. So many years ago, it was just me and him, one hot summer afternoon, and we were there, you know, he was playing the mridanga and I was playing the cartels, and I was singing, I think, and maybe I was playing the harmonium. Anyhow, one other sidebar is that Prabhupada... Well, there's different things, but anyhow, the cartels senility. If there's three people, then you can have cartels, mridanga, and harmonium, but you can't have only harmonium and cartels, or cartels and harmonium, or mridanga and harmonium, or harmonium and mridanga, because there's no balance. It's the harmonium is a wind instrument, and the cartels are cymbals. And if there's two people, that there's only a team of two people, then the best thing is cartels and mridanga. The harmonium is not a Vedic instrument. It actually came from Europe, from Austria and Germany and like that, England, France. And if you go on the internet, you can find out information about the origins of the harmonium. Lord Chaitanya said, set the standard with just cartels and mridanga. There's always room for variation in the spiritual world. I mean, everything's expanding and like that. So, and Prabhupada said that he said that the harmonium is not a Vedic instrument, but in the spiritual world, there may be like small harmoniums. Very cryptic declaration there. But Prabhupada gave different directives, instructions about playing the harmonium. Actually, there's three specific letters where Prabhupada said, because in the Gaudiya Math, where Prabhupada joined his guru's institution, they don't use harmoniums, or they didn't use harmoniums back then, because it's not there. And so Prabhupada, he introduced it more or less specifically in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Kartals and Mridanga are enough, basically. And if you don't have kartals and Mridanga, then you still have your hands, and you can clap and chant Hare Krishna. So what were you saying? Govinda. Oh yeah, it's really funny. Govinda was playing the mridanga, and I'm singing and playing kartals or harmonium. And then I made some small mistake, and he did the wrong thing. Actually, he looked at me with an evil eye. And not only did he do that, but he stopped playing, like in the middle of the kirtan. He went, and he looked at me, and this is just, something among, devotees. It happens, everyone has differences. And so, and when he did that, I stood up, and I left the temple. I left the temple hall, left him in the dust. But anyhow, not to be followed, not to be imitated, like that. Is that good? Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, we're always. Every now and then we unfriend each other, but. One Christmas marathon, one Prabhupada marathon, His Holiness Naranjan Swami took us out, somewhere out in New England, in the snow. And he took us out, drove us out with, and cooked for us, and did our laundry, and all the backup services and cooking and everything. And then, we were collecting and distributing books in parking lots. And this was at nighttime, and it was all cold and everything. And I think I was beating him or something. I mean, I was distributing more books and everything like that. So I was a little proud, and I said, ha, 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 like that. But then what happens is that he beat me in the end. He actually won the, not the marathon, but he, anyhow, that's all. Yeah.
So you said it's not to imitate that you bowed the head. So what is the best thing?
Oh,
what if someone's being
right.
kind of
Because we're all individuals. We've come from the spiritual world. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Ischa Dvesa Samutena. What chapter and verse is that? I can't remember. 16th chapter. No, I don't think it's 16 chapter. Anyhow, so Krishna says that we've left Krishna out of desire and hate. So even we've come to the material world, and even in the society of devotees, there's differences. Why? Because we're individuals. We're not robots. We're persons, and we have likes and dislikes like everybody else. So even amongst devotees. Like Jiva Goswami says one thing, and Vishwa Chakravarti says the opposite. So it's hard to understand, but that's the nature of the individuality means that we have the right to choose. We're not robots like that. So sometimes devotees have differences, just like me and Govinda or whatever like that. So. That's natural. Prabhupada said otherwise it's impersonalism. Like that. Can you find the verse?
27.
27, thanks. Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Do you suggest that we should have kirtan standards in the Kirtan temple?
Sorry?
Do you suggest that we should
kirtan have standards? Kirtan yes. Kirtan. Yes.
Even the tuning of the different instruments.
Yeah.
And also.
Ishwar Prabhu and I mentioned, just spoke briefly just now, about two hours ago. What were we talking about?
I know you were just saying that the accepted instruments should be played in the temple and they should be played correctly.
Yeah, but what were we talking about?
He was saying that we should post the signs as good as it fits in the temple.
Oh, djembes.
Srila Prabhupada's letters and also I think even some of the letters of Gajrat Maharaj about how what should be the temple kirtan standards. One of the prominent things also in that is that when the kirtan begins, there is also people sing different things, like they sing Radha,
different mantras. Yeah.
So that also should we improve that? What do you suggest?
Yeah.
Because I think there are some standards in the Gopala.
Yeah. No, there's a minister of Sankirtan or Kirtan? No, minister of Kirtan. What's His Holiness Jayananda. Jananda Maharaj. But we don't want to be extremists, because we have to cater to all different devotees. We can't make it like a cookie cutter, and put a square in a what's it? Right. Because we're all people. We're all the individual people. So not everyone's on the same level, and some people are newcomers and they don't know how to play, and they may be very enthusiastic. And then if you tell them no, you can't do that, then they leave the temple and they're sad and like that. So we have to cater to the lowest common denominator, like that. But there should be some directives. Just like you where the shoes are, there's that sign from Niranjana Maharaj saying, "Don't leave the door unlocked," because leave the door unlocked, and then all riffraff comes in and get everything gets no shoes and those and stuff like that. Hope my boots are still down. So there has to be. Not that we're going to put signs everywhere, Like in India, you have some temples. In New Vrindavan, I saw they have the deities, and they have the name of the deities. Like it's like some, you go into the shop or something, and it's like doesn't look. I'm just saying there shouldn't be signs everywhere, but at the same time, there should be some information like the djembe. That's like completely. I think that there should be some restriction against. There should be because the djembe is like a very so loud, and then the djembe specifically, it drowns out everything, and then the mridanga players, they can't hear what they're playing, and it's just like.
And our sound system now. Sometimes people actually have the microphones to the different instruments,
No. I don't believe in amplifying the harmonium. And one sidebar, Prabhupada said the harmonium should be played melodiously, and many people they're into church music and. Power chords, and that's not how you play the harmonium. The harmonium is Prabhupada said, use the key word, is melodious. It should be played melodiously, which means the notes. You should play the individual notes. There's room for playing double notes, you know, and you can, you know, but three notes at a time, like power chords. It has nothing to do with. You can say, oh, it's okay, you know, everything's okay, but then it's a free for all, and then everyone can bring, and then they can bring the djembe in, and like that.
Isn't Prabhupada said that there's a hymn we use for bhajan and
in the Oh, yeah, I was getting to that. There's three letters in the beginning. Prabhupada, the first letter that Prabhupada wrote, he said, no harmoniums in the temple. And then this, because in the Gaudiya Math they don't use harmoniums, and like that. And then the second letter, Prabhupada says, you can use the harmonium, but that you can use the harmonium, but sitting down, not standing up. And then the third letter, he said, you can use the harmonium, but the altar has to be closed. And the reason why he's saying this is because people will play chords, and the chords it's not discord, but it's almost like, you know, it's not the pure note. So as Prabhupada said, the harmonium should be played melodiously. It means the pure note, not. like church music, pipe. Everything's good. Everything comes from God. God is good, but at the same time, God has likes and he's a person, and he likes. For example, he likes. Okay, here's a good question. What does Krishna like the most? Yes. Thank you. But you know, Krishna, he likes the coward boys also, and he likes the peacocks and everything. Krishna likes the cows, you know, and butter. He's the butter thief, you know.
How do you personally keep yourself present and aware of the holy name when you're chanting, not just go through the motions? Like, what are some tips that you personally do?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
How do you keep yourself very present and focused and aware that you're praying or, you know, singing the holy name rather than just going through the motions of music or, you know, just when you're singing?
Right. it's interesting because since I can, as far back as I can remember, when we come to the temple, we learn how to chant on beads and then we're told that we're supposed to chant the Panchatattva mantra to nullify any offensive chanting like that. But actually, there's no instruction by Prabhupada to that effect. You can go on the Veda base, and you won't find that anywhere that Prabhupada says that you should. Prabhupada says that, and there's a conversation in Australia, he says that the Panchatattva mantra should be chanted before kirtan. And then in this conversation, then they're asking him, but can we chant, before, because it's supposed to, if we don't want to chant with offenses, so should we chant the Panchatattva mantra before we chant each round, like that? And Prabhupada says, no, the Panchatattva mantra is meant for chanting so that you don't commit offenses in the kirtan, like that. The japa, that's between us and God. And, you know, but in the kirtan, there's other people there, and then if your singing is not pure, then they won't get the benefit, you won't get the benefit. And they might, if it's not pure and they have some issue with you, then they might have bad thoughts, and they'll be committing offenses, but because they'll have ill feelings towards you, and that'll be offensive. They'll be like that. It'll create discord and disharmony like that. So when we chant our japa, we're chanting our japa. We're not, you know, nobody else is hearing us chanting our rounds because it's just between us and Krishna like that. So Krishna, he's not going to hold it against you, you know, that you're chanting, you know, you're not chanting Shudanam, Navabhasa, you're chanting Navaparad, like that. There's in the Padma Purana, it says that Namaparada Yuktanam, and I forget the rest, sorry, says that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is meant for persons who chant with offenses. Because by continuously chanting, they'll become free of offenses. So we should never give up chanting. Chanting is our lifeline. And Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any other question? We've got 1 minute to end. Yes?
When are you coming back to Austin?
Oh, well, you can contact, I don't know if Parameshwar is going to be my tour manager anymore. But anyhow. Oops, this recording. Sorry.
Just censored his name.
So yeah, we'll definitely we'll keep it in mind.
Don't wait another 20 years.
No, won't
be. We'd love to have you back.
Okay.
How long are you here in the States?
I'm here until mid-January. Okay. Yeah, but I'm traveling to Northeast, the New Jersey, Baltimore, D.C. Come in. Come in. Who? You're not. Okay, so then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.